This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind, the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, waiting for your calls at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Maybe you're thinking a little Cloverdale bacon. They have new Chipotle garlic bacon in the stores, the thick-cut bacon in the stores. That's fabulous. Look for that sharp new Cloverdale packaging, too. It's good stuff. Had a little tangy summer sausage last night. Snacking away on that. Just absolutely love it. There's nothing like it.
By the way, they deliver 3500 East Rosser in Bismarck would be the location right now.
Okay, for the tangy or the bacon?
Of the above.
Right.
I haven't met what I don't like yet. So.
Same place you can send us a message. We love the mail. And, you know, we love talking to you on the phone. We love the emails and texts that we get. I haven't mentioned Todd's number for the text. 701-226-8503 is that. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. But you can also drop us a note. Love to hear from you. 3500 East Rosser, Bismarck, North Dakota. Scott, Todd, what's on your mind? It'll get to us. All right. We have some time for some more calls here while we wait for Congressman Kevin Cramer, who has some votes. So he's going to be a little bit late on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Brought to you this hour by MyPillow. One of our listeners was telling us of a holiday Christmas purchase of my pillows. Bought the pillows. Use the promo code Scott. Got my two my pillows and two go anywhere pillows. They're great. Shortly thereafter, I was stuck for 15 hours in the Minneapolis airport, and my go anywhere pillow saved my neck. Gave me the rest I needed in the airport. Thanks for promoting a great American product. Well, thank you. This 4-for-1 deal that this listener received is back. Just for our listeners, the classic four-pack combo, only $99.98, and you receive two classic pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, a savings of $160. Now, the designation of a classic pillow and the go-anywhere pillows, I just wanted to let you know, occasionally you'll see these in stores like Walmart or some of the big box stores. It's a different kind of pillow. We had somebody the other day say, well, I can buy pillows for like $49 at Walmart. It's not the same pillow. And your MyPillow consultant can walk you through that because they actually customize these for you and talk about you sleep on your side, on your back. You want it firm, you want it hard. They walk through all that. You don't get the luxury of doing that when you buy them at a store. It's a different pillow. Just wanted you to know that. 800-506-9028, the toll-free telephone number. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Scott. Okay? All right. Highway 22 north of Kildare has a major backup due to an accident near the Little Missouri. So wanted to let you know that. I got that from a texter out there. Be careful. We also heard from a caller earlier that was traveling Highway 2 between Berthold and Stanley, headed westbound, and set a lot of cars in the ditch. There is that travel alert for northwest North Dakota. Stanley, Williston, Watford City, Newtown, Tioga, Bowbells in the region there, causing some travel conditions. Freezing rain causing icy conditions is what the Weather Service and DOT tells us. So do be careful, okay? Here is a Facebook message I got, and that's another way to get a hold of us as well, from Ron. Ron says, Scott, I'm a frequent listener of your show and agree with most of your ideas. I live in Valley City, and I think all the people who think Valley City is running Pizza Day's factory out of town or forcing him to sell is far from the truth. It's just the American way. Pizza Day was in it for money, and he got what he wanted, or he never would have sold. We have enough people in Valley City running the town down. They don't need any help. All right, so that's the Dodge with the call that called before the break that said, I was at meetings. I can't believe how they treated this guy. And, by the way, it was all racial because all the comments you heard were about, you know, yeah, they got 150 people, but, you know, we don't like that kind in Valley City. I sure hope that wasn't the case. I hope that's a rumor. I hope that's a few bad apples reacting that way. I really do. They say, I've been to Pizza Corner. I've actually been on the line. You know, part of many parents probably within the sound of my voice have done that. And I enjoyed the folks that work there. of all colors and creeds, and they were great to work with. And, you know, I hope that's not the attitude. I don't know. But, again, we're hearing a growing amount of evidence that, and look, if I'm that business owner and I'm getting that kind of treatment in a planning and zoning meeting and I'm hearing the grumbling from people, oh, I don't like the trucks, I don't like the people you hire, you might go, I'm tired of this. I'm done. I busted my rear end building this thing up and it's not good enough. 150 employees, I'm done. I can't blame them. So anyway, if you have a different take, that's certainly welcome this year. Let's get some calls here. Mitch on the road, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, say, you know, that whole deal with Bernie Sanders and free college and all that, and then, you know, there's other issues as well, but I would say there's one thing I heard a long time ago in my early adult life, and it goes like this. They need to hear the pop, and if you don't know what the pop is, it's the sound of your head coming out of your rear end, and that's what a majority of these young Americans that don't understand about paying taxes and actually how this country works. That's kind of what needs to happen. And the gentleman that called in about the military is kind of spot on. I mean, how do you expect to fill the ranks and get people to join and serve this country, which, in my opinion, a majority of those young people should serve this country and contribute to it one way or another before they get all that free stuff. So that's just kind of something that I had to get off my chest and indulge yourself on that.
I didn't say at the time, Mitch, but I do think that it bears, you know, a mention at this point regarding the military. If I am given an, you know, in other words, I don't consider the tuition members of the Guard getting as free, right? That's compensation.
It is, absolutely. And I'm a veteran myself, and it's not free by any means, but for it to be paid for by the government, they should do some sort of a service. It shouldn't just be handed to them.
Right. People that are not in the military, they ought to earn it the way the folks in the military do. No question about it. Yeah, I'm with you on that. All right, all the way. Thanks, Mitch. Appreciate the call. Gary, and where are you calling from, Gary? I don't recognize the town here in Minnesota.
Ballard.
Where's Ballard?
It's just south of Alexandria, if you know where that is.
I know where Alexandria is, yeah, but... grew up around Alexandria, actually, in the summers. Lived on Lake Minnewaska as a young child, so must be just a place I've not been there before.
It's right close to Minnewaska. It's close to Glenwood, too. It's kind of in between Alec and Glenwood.
Ever been to the DQ in Starbucks, the Starbuck DQ?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think I've had approximately 1,000 ice cream cones there.
Give me a sec.
Stopped there on the way home, as a matter of fact, all the time. Anyway, Gary, what's on your mind today?
All right, I think her name was Yvonne, that worries about Trump not giving details.
Yes.
But just something for her to think about. It's look at how many details we've been served up over the years, many, many, and they never came true. I mean, like Trump said himself, you got to wait till that situation arises. He's a businessman. I'm not voting for him because he's, I'm mad, well, partly, but it's not the only reason. He's a proven leader. And I like Cruz, too, but here we go again with a lawyer turning senator, and we're putting the same kind of people in over and over. And I think we need somebody in the middle right now. We can't go from a liberal to a far left or a far right conservative right now. I don't think the country will vote him in. And then we'd be stuck with Hillary.
Interesting points. Appreciate the call, Gary. Nice to hear from you. Thanks a bunch. 800-228-0550. Bill and Bismarck, go. You're next.
Yeah. I'm on?
You are.
Oh. I'm kind of going along with what the last guy said here. Well, Trump kind of said it. He's a unifier. And what he's going to do is, he can play Hillary's game, too, and stuff, but he's going to get something for what everything they want. We're going to get something, too, on the Republican side. So he's going to unify everything. And what doesn't work, he'll go the other way with, but he'll draw up things that work for everybody. It's what he's going to try and do. That's why he says a unifier.
Do you think he is a unifier?
I believe so. I mean, he said a lot of things. If you listen to Hannity's show, and so, I mean, he kind of lays out his plan a little bit, but you guys are all worried about how vague he's being. Well, if he would put it completely out there, they're going to come back and say, well, you can't do this. This won't work. Well, once you get in there, you find out what does. And when they say it don't work, he'll say, yes, it will. And here's why.
Bill, appreciate the call. A bunch have come in off the air. Let's roll one of those, Todd.
Hey, I just called to dispel your complex. Your two predecessors did not have half the respect you do towards your callers. I mean, Ed Schultz thought if he pushed the button and he had last word. And then you got Mr. Joel. But anyway, that doesn't mean I don't disagree with you from time to time. So get rid of your complex and keep up the good work.
All right. Well, thank you. I'll lose the complex. He's referring to the fact that early last hour some callers were. What guy called me a jack was one, and I don't remember the other, but it was.
Congratulations on making a new promo for me. That's great.
Is that right? Yeah.
Well, sure.
I hope you include this fellow that I should dispel myself with a comment.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Keep it fair. Texter says, you know what? Thank you. I knew those fellows were different. I bought my wife's over at Running. She says hers, ordered through My Pillow, completely different than mine. Exactly right. The real deal. That's what we give you, folks.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. From starting your child's savings account to closing on your first mortgage. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. Well, that and conveniently designed spaces to make banking even more comfortable for you. Get what you've come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming 2016 machinery auctions feature the following John Deere tractors: a 2014 9560RT, only 795 hours; a 2013 6190R with loader, only 325 hours; a 2015 9620R four-wheel drive, only 57 hours; and a 2009 9630T with tracks, only 2,000 hours. For detailed information on all of these items and many more, log on to Piper's.com.
When I need a fill, I head for PetroServe USA. When I'm a little hungry, I head for PetroServe USA. You should, too, under the red, white, and blue, helping America fuel better at PetroServe USA stores near you. All month long, some great specials on Deli Express egg salad, tuna salad, or chicken salad, $2.29 each. Got a sweet tooth? Me, too. Rice Krispie Treats, 79 cents each. King-size candy bars, M&M's, Snickers, all 79 cents. Or king-size salted nut rolls, just 89 cents each. Plus, check out some really cool North Dakota and Minnesota hoodies, just $14.99 each. Jack Link's original and teriyaki jerky's $4.29 a bag, too. And all day, every day, hot stuff personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink of your choice, two cookies, four items for $4 at PetroServe USA. Helping America feel better by connecting our North Dakota farm fields to North Dakota oil fields at PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
Paid attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We continue with What's on Your Mind. We're waiting for Congressman Kevin Cramer to join us. They actually had some votes in a committee meeting they called, and so he was pulled away just moments before the show began. But he'll be here, and your questions and or comments are welcome for him at 800-228-0550. Hey, we're headed to Botno tomorrow. Looking forward to that very much. Botno, our latest top 10 town, and looking forward to being at the State Bank of Botno. Pat Arts up there tomorrow. Should be great, great fun. And we enjoy these top 10 town tour stops. Tioga, one of our recent ones. The folks from Hess bringing us there. Dawa Solutions Group. They're going to be doing that Bakken Oil Products and Service Show next month in Dickinson, April 13th and 14th. Sheldon Welding, Tioga Ace Hardware, Tioga Medical Center, and the Mainstay Suites of Tioga. Thank you all very much. Here's a call that came in during the break. Go ahead and roll that, Todd.
Morning. I was listening to your show, and I keep hearing you talking. People calling in talking about free health care. I'd like to tell you that I'm a staunch Ted Cruz supporter, but I'm warming up to Trump. And here's why. Every year or every campaign, the Democrats, Hillary, Bernie, and Obama run off to the universities, and they talk to these young people, young voters who don't engage unless they're promised something for free. Now, here we have a candidate in Donald Trump who's very recognizable, well-known for his wealth, but also for his television show, whatever it was. He could go out. I believe he's a candidate that can go out, talk to these young people, make them understand that nothing is free. They can be successful if they work at it. If they believe it's free, they're wrong. They're either going to pay for it today, or they'll pay for it tomorrow, or they'll pay for someone else's the next day. If they truly, truly believe Bernie, Hillary, and Obama, and believe that things in life are free, well, they can just send me $5 postage and handling, and I will send them a free, full bag of nothing. And if they call today, I'll send them two free, full bags of nothing. Just send $5 postage and handling. Anyway, thanks. Have a great day.
You had a pretty good business model you just outlined. I don't know why you'd want to go public with that. They're not allowed. Austin and Tioga, you're next on What's On Your Mind on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead, Austin.
How you doing today, Scott?
Good. How are you?
Pretty well. I just wanted to talk about Ted Cruz. I've heard a lot of people call in saying that he's just like all these other politicians who've gone from lawyers to senators now running for president. And what they're failing to realize is they're dead wrong. He's not. When he ran in Texas, he stated everything that he was going to do. And when he got elected, he followed through on everything he said he was going to do. He doesn't just run out and spew diarrhea from his mouth. He does what he says he's going to do. And that's a huge difference compared to, you know, John McCain, Mitt Romney, all the other Republican nominees that we've had before.
What do you think of Jeb Bush endorsing him now?
I don't trust it. And I'm curious as to whether Ted Cruz wants it or if he just takes it just to take it.
Yeah, it's hard to say no thanks to an endorsement, right? Now, his brother, Jeb's brother, Neil, I believe, was already doing some fundraising work for Cruz, which happened shortly after Jeb dropped out. So there's some Texas connections there, obviously, with the Cruz camp. Ted actually worked for George W. Bush at one point long ago, but that's interesting. What I see there is, and this is a transformation of the establishment. And Carl Wolf's going to join us on Friday. I want to talk about it with him. And welcome your questions, because I know how that'll be Friday when he gets on. I mean, if you've got a question for Carl Wolf you really want answered more than anything, get it in now. Call our 24/7 line at 855-200-1776, press extension 1, leave your message. But this to me is the beginning of the end for the establishment. When they have to go in for Cruz because they dislike Trump so much, it really speaks volumes. They're holding their nose. I think it's great. I think it's a wake-up call for them, because Ted Cruz recognized where the American people were at long before, Jeb Bush or other members of the establishment did. No doubt about
it. Absolutely. And it's been long overdue. And I do know that long before Trump came around, Ted Cruz has been saying about beefing up security along the border. He's been hugely pro-Second Amendment. He's just, you know, he's got the track record. He's been there. He's done that. And he's proven that he will follow through on what he says he's going to do.
Appreciate the call, Austin. Thank you. John in Aberdeen, your take. You're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Yeah, I saw part of the Cuban baseball game where Raul and Obama were at, and I noticed that Obama cracked a few jokes and he signed some baseball gloves. But the one thing I did notice, Raul was smiling most of the time, and as a joke, I would say he was smiling so much because it's been years since another dictator had visited Cuba.
John, did you like the wave? Did you like the wave?
Did that
warm your heart?
Yeah.
Warm your heart to see him jump it up in those seats.
I wanted to comment on the old cars. Gary, when you were talking with the He-Dolls deal, they mentioned 43 Fords. There were no cars built basically from 42 to 45 because of World War II. So there were no 43 Fords. And
well, I better get Gary on the phone because he told me it was a 43 four-door Ford, puke green in color.
Yeah, no, and then the 338 motor is actually a 348 Chevy motor in the 58s, anyway. And that evolved into the 409 motor, which was more famous because of the Beach Boys song and so forth.
I'm going to get him on the phone. Maybe the convertible 58 Impala you're talking about should have been, in your mind, a 348, not a 338.
Yeah, it was definitely a 348. I've got books on it, and I'm 69, so I've been through all of it anyway.
I love how close you're listening to the show, and I'm going to give Gary a call. So you stay tuned. We'll see if we have a museum piece here or what's going on. Steve in Watford City, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was calling to share a couple of tidbits of wisdom with you that I've come to firmly believe in over the years. The first one is, you know, following World War II, Winston Churchill, when he was being voted out of office by the socialists during the election, said that the problem with capitalism is that everybody gets an unequal share of the wealth. And the problem with socialism is that everybody gets an equal share of the misery. And the second tidbit of wisdom is that if you give a man a fish, you feed a man for a day. If you teach a man to fish, you feed him for life. Now, all these freebies that the politicians want to give out, to me, smacks of giving a man a fish. You know, socialism is...
It does, but guess
the
what?
The whole system is predicated on giving a man a fish.
Steve, hang on. We'll finish this on the other side of the break, okay? Joe in South Dakota, you're right behind him on What's On Your Mind.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This Safety Minute features Peter Pomonas discussing how the new Responsible Beverage Server Program can arm servers and alcohol establishments with the tools needed to help address underage drinking and reduce alcohol-related fatalities in the state.
We are trying to educate the public on their personal responsibility, but we're also working to get in with the establishments throughout the state and making sure they're doing their part. There's a few key things that we teach in our training. One is checking IDs. They're also learning signs of overconsumption and what to do. We teach there's three levels of intoxication, and we give tools on how to handle each of those. And then we also have a class specifically designed for the owners and managers of establishments. So we go over the legal implications and their social responsibility as an alcohol establishment in their community.
To learn more about reducing alcohol-related fatalities in North Dakota, go to ndsc.org/RBS.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London.
Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Your mind brought to you in part by our friends at Polar Service Center, where they're hiring right now in Williston and Kildare. New location in Williston out by the Love's Truck Stop, Peterbilt, the Ramada, out there at the eastern edge, Highway 2 in Williston. But, of course, they've been in Kildare for quite a while, and they are expanding. Bumper-to-bumper mechanical repair now, working on a lot of fleets. Polar Service Center also is known as the tank trailer repair facility. Tank trailer manufacturer, the biggest in the world out of Minnesota, is what Polar's known for, and these service centers are great. And they're looking for folks to go to work. We've sent a lot of our listeners up their way because they say, well, up to $32 an hour, and Kildare, I got a housing allotment, and there's a great benefits package. If you're a tank trailer mechanic or service technician, 5 years plus of experience, give Terry a call today to find out more. They'll do a quick little pre-interview on the phone, and they'll get you in the system. 507-696-1164. Terry, Polar Service Center, 507-696-1164. Caller before the break is no longer there, and I said to hang on, we'd talk a little more, but they obviously had to go, and that's okay. But his point was those two analogies, and the one he used about, you know, give a person a fish, you feed him for a day, teach a person to fish, you feed him for life, right? Do you think the Democratic establishment wants to teach people to fish? Or does the Democratic establishment want people to get that fish for today and come back tomorrow and get that fish for tomorrow and get that fish for the next day? And I think it's that. I think they want that control. I really do. It's even like illegal immigrants and, oh, you know, once they're here, we need to, oh, come on. No, wait a minute. Oh, that isn't fair. And if they're here, you have to give them health care. And if you're here, you have to give them an ID. And because eventually, again, it's, we have the programs, you know, we're here for, vote for us. And that, in my mind, is a form of slavery. Now, anybody in that category that truly needs help, different deal altogether. Different deal altogether. I'm not suggesting people who truly need help ought not get help. And you know what? In the United States of America, they always will. They always will. If they need it, they'll get it. But sadly, there's a form of slavery out there to try and entrap people and get them in that cycle of dependency and then they always need them. That's the free phone crowd. That's where I talk about the difference between takers and makers. Makers are the pizza corner guy that just keeps ramming his head against the wall, go from restaurant to this is a good pizza, now the grocery stores want them, okay, I'm going to keep going, and despite the Planning and Zoning Commission being jerks to me, I'm just going to keep doing this, I'm going to keep, oh, wait a minute, I got an offer to sell? All right, I'm going to sell. I built something, I built it up, now government's getting in my way, residents don't like the people I hire, residents don't like the truck noise, I'll just sell it, and it'll move out, and it'll be gone. Tying it to another issue we've been talking about today. Let's get back to the phones. What happened to the name of this caller on line four? I mean, I'm getting a little old here, and I can't exactly remember the names of the people that are holding. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can also text Todd at 701-226-8503. We just received word that Congressman Kevin Cramer is not likely to be able to join us today. Some committee meeting went off the rails, and they had more votes than they anticipated and just kept him there longer than he thought. I apologize for that. Paul Ryan is speaking on Capitol Hill as well with a major address. Interesting.
Well, if we know Kevin, we know he'd rather be here than the committee meeting, but, you know.
Right. Or at the Paul Ryan thing.
It's not like he's right. It's not like he's ditching us. I think he'd rather ditch the committee meeting. But when you get elected, you got to do what you got to do, right?
Yeah, the committee votes you can't really miss. The other one you can kind of he's done the show where he'll vote and then run back in and talk with us and then go out and vote. But the committee meeting, it's just sort of hard to do. All right, let's see who's on line four. What's your name, caller?
Joel, J-O-E-L.
Joel, and where are you calling from, Joel?
Lemon,
South Dakota.
Yep. And you're not going to believe this, but I wanted to talk about Trump.
Did you really? You're not, because
yeah.
we talked to the one Obama fan from South Dakota earlier in the show. I don't know if you caught that, but.
I didn't catch that.
Yeah. But anyway,
okay.
Bring it on. Lay it on me. But what's on your mind with Mr. Trump?
Well, you know, in a normal year, I'd vote for Cruz because really he's my dream candidate. But Trump, he can't get the votes that Trump is getting. Cruz isn't the one that's bringing out record numbers of Republicans. And if we put, even if we put him, not even thinking about putting some lame duck like Kasich or Paul Ryan on the ticket like the convention would like to do, I mean, obviously we'd lose. And, yeah, I guess I'm sure that's what they want. But I would really like to see Trump get in because, and as far as Congressman Cramer goes, I mean, he's not my congressman, obviously. I'm from South Dakota. But I'm homeschooled. I'm 19. And we went to a convention, a homeschool convention in Bismarck is about a month ago at the Civic Center. And there was this program called Generation Joshua that basically teaches, they mostly do homeschoolers, and they teach basically America's homeschooled youth about how the political system works. And you can go if you're not homeschooled too, but it's a 2-day thing. They do a mock Congress session and just a bunch of cool stuff that, you know, you write bills, you pass bills, and everybody there is around 15 to 18, and it's just a lot of fun. But when we got done with that, Congressman Cramer apparently was leaving the building, and someone caught him and told him that Generation Joshua was there with a bunch of kids, and would he like to come and speak? So he did, and that was the first time that I'd ever found out that he supported Trump. And, you know, I didn't really expect that, no offense, but I kind of figured him to be more of an establishment guy, maybe supporting Cruz or someone like that, or Rubio at the time. But it was kind of eye-opening to see that he was for Trump because he said, you know, he hasn't gotten where he is today by being the way he is right now. That's what he told us. So anyway, that's my two cents on the thing.
It's been fun to watch where everybody is at in this whole situation. And I've been on a journey myself on the thing. I've talked about it on this program. My wife has been for Trump. From the get-go, I was very leery early on, mostly because of frustration brought up by a caller earlier saying, I'm listening and I don't hear anything, right? I hear fantastic. It's wonderful. It's going to be great, but I don't really hear anything. But I've really come to believe what he is doing is, for one, he is a little bit holding his cards a little close to the vest. But more than anything, he is so non-political, right? So he doesn't do what all the politicians do that think they have to tell you chapter and verse exactly what you want to hear. He literally lays out the 30,000-foot view okay? And
yeah,
not a lot below that. And the 30,000-foot view is, you're mad? I get it. Here's what we're going to do. Make America great again. Build the wall. Get tough on trade. And goes down the line. Hannity, somebody mentioned earlier, Sean Hannity on the Fox News channel, who's interviewed him probably more than anybody on Fox, especially more lately, goes through these things one by one, you know, to sort of get the, again, the 30,000-foot view. And that's why I think there is a lot of, I think there is a lot of support for, because people just say, and here's another thing I'd add, you know, Ted Cruz probably doesn't deserve to be called a politician, but he is, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
he is
elected in Texas and, prior statewide ballot and then as a senator. And he did an amazing thing in getting elected and beating out the establishment down there. I'm not dismissing it, but Ben Carson and Donald Trump are the only non-politicians in this race, maybe Carly Fiorina. And we've tried the political leaders. We've tried being inspired by great rhetoric and great ideas and everything else, and it hasn't done anything, right? And I think that's what people are so frustrated to say, well, we got to do something different. We got to break the model. And, you know, Trump does that. So,
I really
feel we couldn't lose right now. I think, Ted Cruz is so staunchly rock conservative. If he ends up being the nominee, no conservative on the planet Earth has a reason for not coming out, okay?
Right.
And if it's Trump, it's obviously completely different, brings a whole new host of voters, and I think either way, we look pretty darn good. Build the dream team. Do the team of rivals deal, right? Get out there and do it.
Yeah. Yeah, and like Trump said on the debate, I don't know if it was one of the last few debates, he said, someone brought up that he said Putin was strong, like basically saying, oh, Trump's a dictator. Well, I'm really conservative. I love Ted Cruz. Ted's about as conservative as I get, and I would vote for him, but he's not bringing out the people that Trump does. But I had literally thought the same thing a couple months before. I was looking at Putin and the way he was dealing with us, and I was like, wow, that there's a man. I mean, when he looks at Germany or when he looks at any country and says, get out of my way, that country is going to shake in their shoes. And when our president does that, people just, you know, yawn and take a sip of their coffee.
Okay. I don't think anybody will doubt he means what he says in that regard. Joel, appreciate the call. And by the way, I don't know if you're in the market for any farm equipment, but one of our fine sponsors, Pipers, has a big auction down there on your turf, Lemon, South Dakota, next Tuesday, 10 a.m.
Yeah, actually, so, he rented a lot of our land, so he's letting it back to us. And now we have about 60% more land to farm this year than we figured we'd have to do. So
you're going to have a busy summer.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't think we're in the market for equipment that new, though.
Yeah, he has a lot of. I couldn't believe how much new equipment is there. There's, 2014 John Deere 4940, the 9620 four-wheel drive tractor. That's a 2015. That baby's a big 57 hours on it, for crying out loud.
And actually, I don't know if it was last year or the year before, but that one year where the wheat, I don't know if it was the same up there, but I think the wheat was so wet down here that it was like sprouting in the heads, and we were worried that we wouldn't be able to get it out before it sprouted in the heads. And when it does that, it's worth nothing. It's like bird seed. So he was, he had a lot of land because he was looking at getting out of farming at that point too. So he rented more land to help pay off his operating loans. And, he was kind of like us. He actually bought, he had two really big combines that did the job real fast, but he was very worried that he wasn't going to be able to get all the grain out. So he actually bought a third brand new combine just to get all that out.
Unreal. He's got two 2013 S680s that'll be part of that as well. So pretty amazing. It will be a big day down in Lemon. Appreciate the call, Joel. Thank you for listening. Glad you're listening. We appreciate that very much. And by the way, that farm auction at Pipers.com. More details on it Tuesday in Lemon.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Mike Appert of Hazleton. Soils vary greatly from field to field and even within a field. There is no one-size-fits-all management strategy for soil health. Farmers are concerned about salt-affected soils, soil loss through erosion, and overall reduced soil health leading to lower yield. The North Dakota Soybean Council has supported research and extension efforts at NDSU for the past several years in regards to soil health. Field days and workshops, web-based resources have been created to serve as resources for producers. producers. Short videos have been produced on topics ranging from tips on planting cover crops to tillage equipment effectiveness. These videos, along with other soil health information, can be found on the NDSU Soil Health webpage at ndsu.edu/soil health. Please check the webpage to learn more about each of these projects and about soil health in general.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Landowners, listen up. Have you considered joining the Northwest Landowners Association? The cost is small, the benefit is large. Landowners do not want to stop the progress of utilizing North Dakota's great energy resources. They do want to protect the land. If you're a member of the Northwest Landowners Association, you'll have access to premium information on the North Dakota Oil and Gas Division website. You'll also receive assistance and education regarding issues affecting your property rights. The Northwest Landowners Association hires a lobbyist to represent them at the North Dakota legislative proceedings. You'll be in the know with printed newsletters and email updates regarding North Dakota's relevant natural resources news and meetings. If you own land in North Dakota, help us help you. Join the Northwest Landowners Association today. Go to nwlandowners.com. nwlandowners.com and join the Northwest Landowners Association today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Notes here to share with you. We'll be in Botno tomorrow, the State Bank of Botno. Looking forward to that. Newest top 10 town. That should be fun. We'll meet some folks up there and talk about what's happening. Steve Hallstrom will be live at the Fargo Dome for us during the program. NDSU's Pro Day is tomorrow. And, of course, a lot of folks are watching Carson Wentz. And so we'll get you an update on that. ESPN was in the area, yesterday, day before, doing some...
They didn't put the wood chipper in there, did they?
I don't know, probably. They always have to. You know, the national media comes to town, and they always get their fun with the movie
Fargo. How cliche can you get? You know, there is more to Fargo than the wood chipper, guys. Come on.
Yeah, exactly right. Friday, we have another of our talk radio town halls with the gubernatorial candidates. Rick Becker will be here. Get your questions or comments in for him. Candidate for governor. And also Carl Rove will be here. We're going to talk about a couple of things. One, Carl's a great historian. A lot of people don't know that, but he really is. He's researched elections in our history like you cannot believe. And I know all of us look at this current cycle. We're not even to November yet, and we said nothing like this has ever happened before. But it's amazing how many examples in history there have been of tough elections. And he's going to talk about the election of 1896 and how it still matters today, how William McKinley triumphed a little bit. I'm riveted every time I hear an interview with Carl on the book, and so we're going to weave that into the current election and then obviously talk about the battle with Trump and Cruz and where it's at. So if you have questions or comments for Carl, get them in early. Carl Rove Friday on the program. Then on Tuesday next week, Doug Burgum will join us for another of the talk radio town halls on the gubernatorial candidates as well. So mark that on your calendar. It should be a great fun. Brought to you in part today by MyPillow. Don't forget, we have now that exclusive deal for our listeners. In other words, you won't find this anywhere else. And by the way, when we talk about the pillows that we have on special, we have that premium pillow deal. It's 50% off. Now, that premium pillow, you can't get it anywhere by calling, other than calling or going to MyPillow.com. Same thing on the classic four-pack combo. The classic pillows are not, they have something called the standard pillow. The standard pillow is the one you find at Walmart or, as somebody earlier said, we bought some at Runnings and they were very different than the ones we ordered using your promo code. So just remember that because you get what you pay for. And you got to go to 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com and use the promo code Scott. And the 4-for-1 deal is back for you and you alone. $99.98 for four pillows, two classic pillows, and two go-anywhere pillows, a savings of $160. Really, 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 really good deal. I knew we had a lot of listeners in North Dakota and South Dakota and Minnesota and Montana as well, but New York, too. How about that? George in New York, you're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind?
Just to mention the Trump, I've called in before. Yeah, I normally listen to you guys. It's nice living in New York State to actually hear people talk about the rest of the country. That's normal. But I think Trump's going to put New York State into play for sure, and I don't think that's going to be true for Cruz. He's just going to be able to bring the people out, and there are enough people in upstate New York that we might overpower the people in New York City, especially if they're not motivated to go out and vote for Hillary, which I think is going to be the case.
That's an interesting point. We have an emailer or texter that said, even though Donald Trump has just about 100% name recognition and nearly $2 billion in free media, 52 head-to-head polls with Hillary, he only beats her five times. Of those five, only two have been in the last 90 days. It's disingenuous to say Trump is more electable than Cruz. Head-to-head with Hillary, Cruz. Head-to-head with Hillary, Cruz wins, Trump loses. Here's my deal. I don't believe any of the polls right now. I think a poll in March about November of who against who means nothing. Nothing.
Well,
it's worthless. If that were the case, I mean, John Kerry, the president, that goofball governor of Massachusetts, what was his name? Put the helmet on backwards. Remember who I'm talking about? Why can't
yeah.
I forget his name?
He's
a forgettable kind of. But my point is, I just don't think it matters. And I think your point, George, of, hey, Trump competing in places that Republicans don't normally compete, California, New York, is not something to easily dismiss. I'll give you that.
Trump hasn't even started, but I've got one quick joke. You were talking about the fishes and everything. Trump and Hillary were walking down the street. They met a homeless man. Trump gave him $20 and said, come by my office and I'll try to give you a job. They walked a little further. They met another homeless man. Hillary said, I'll take care of this. She reached into Trump's pocket, took out $20, gave the homeless guy $5, kept $15 for administrative fee, and pointed the guy towards the Social Security office.
So. Yeah, good joke, good point. George, well taken. Thank you. Dwayne in Minot, let's get you in here. What's on your mind?
Hello, Scott. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
Dwayne Hendrickson, U.S. House candidate against Kevin Cramer this year.
There you are. Dwayne is going to be at the convention in, 2 weeks, right? A week from Friday.
Yep, and we drew a speaking order yesterday, and I speak before Kevin on Sunday. So,
mm-hmm.
And like I say, it's going to be a good time. Kevin and I I consider ourselves friends, and we always have a good time. I just go out there to try and keep people honest, and hopefully I get elected one of these times.
We'll have coverage on here.
That's right, we will, as a matter of fact, on the very radio stations you're listening to with the convention of the
Lumberjack
of the convention. Thanks to Wayne. Sorry we're short on time. Call again. We will have Congressman Kramer rescheduled. Obviously, as I mentioned, we'd hope to have the talk radio town hall today, but some votes in Congress thwarted that. See you tomorrow from Bottineau. God bless you one and all, and thanks for listening.
Good morning, Mr. Spencer. I hope this email finds you well.
Hey, Donna.
What was that?
Your sleep.
My sleep? Where are you?
Good question. You look like crap, by the way.
Hey.
Just saying. I'd like to help, but you sleep on that busted pillow from college, and it's keeping me awake.
I'm sleeping.
Oh, so you meant to put on two different shoes this morning. Rear-end that cop. And call your boss, Cheryl.
We're on a first-name basis.
His name is Larry.
Oh.
Get a MyPillow, Donna.
Your pillow?
No, MyPillow. It's a pillow customized to you, so it's yours. But it's called MyPillow because... Just get it.
Fine. Then we'll see how smart you are, sleep.
Yes, we will. Person talking to invisible nothingness.
Try the adjustable, washable, incredibly comfortable MyPillow and get the sleep you've been missing, whether you know it or not.
Okay, let's regroup on Wednesday. Donna, get some sleep.
I'm on it, Cheryl. Make your pillow MyPillow.
Call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott or online at MyPillow.com. That's promo code Scott.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.